8888 ola Zimbabwe muhle muri Zimbabwe kwazi why muri Zimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America, Maria Zimbabwe. Once again, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America in Washington, D.C., Maria Zimbabwe, on Tuesday, the 9th of March, 2021. Maria Zimbabwe, mthokozo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Maria Zimbabwe, welcome. If you're joining us right now, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Maria Zimbabwe, tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic, chirwere che coronavirus, that has taken millions of lives across the whole globe. However, focus on tonight's program is going to be on the vaccine that is being distributed in Zimbabwe. And of course, we're also going to be focusing on the reopening of schools. But the conversation is not just going to be ending there. As usual, we like to end the program on a very positive note by focusing on some of the positive, amazing strides that Zimbabwean youth are making in different sectors. This week, we're going to be profiling Mimi Tarukwana, a young Zimbabwean R&B and soul. Oh man, she's got the voice of an angel. She recently put out an EP titled They Love Mimi. So we're going to be ending the program there, and she's going to be joining us. But of course, Musa Kanganwe, Muria Zimbabwe, Nasi, the focus is COVID-19. If you're looking to join us, Muria Zimbabwe, we're going to be opening the lines between 8:30 and 9 p.m. for you, our loyal listeners. So Musa Kanganwe, Muria Zimbabwe, you can join us live. Call us in our studio, +1202-619-2077. For those streaming on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele, Muria Zimbabwe, please, Musa Kanganwe, kutinya pakanze a heart, nepakanze like. Don't forget to press the heart and the like button so that we see. I was Chokwadi Muria Zimbabwe. You're watching the program. Tiri tose like so. Lapa kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Don't also forget to press the share button. Kuitra kutuone chirongwa chedu neuwandu wedu. And most importantly, please, fagana ma comments. Nyora ima comments. Write the comments in the comments section. We're going to be reading them live on air. For those looking to join that are available on Facebook, you can write the number in the comments section and we're going to be bringing you live on air. Without wasting time, Maria Zimbabwe, let's delve into it. Chirereche coronavirus, COVID-19. The latest statistics issued by the Ministry of Health, Maria Zimbabwe, they show as just last night, Maria Zimbabwe, 1,764 PCR tests were conducted. 18 new deaths were detected, 38 recoveries, and 2 deaths. One in Harare, one in Matabeleland North. Now, Zimbabwe currently has recorded 36,289. 9 cumulative COVID-19 cases, 33,872 recoveries, and 1,487 deaths. The country currently has 930 active COVID-19 cases. As for the vaccinations, Maria Zimbabwe, I'm sure those are, for those that do not know, over the past 3 weeks or so in Zimbabwe, there's been vaccinations. The latest information released by the Ministry of Health show as follows. To date, 35,518 frontline workers have been vaccinated, and of course, just yesterday alone, 3,278 frontline workers were vaccinated. So once again, to date, the amount of people that have been vaccinated, 35,518. Now, Maria Zimbabwe, 2 weeks ago, President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressed the nation, and as he talked about the whole lockdown, updating people on what's been happening with the lockdown, that's where he talked about the latest lockdown things that are going to be done with regard to the dates, times, and so much more. He also addressed and touched on the issue of the COVID-19 vaccine being used in Zimbabwe. He talks about the demand for the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's head over to a clip of President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing the nation, talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. The above clip we're about to play is courtesy of Zim Papers TV Network. So if you're looking to watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page. Let's take over.
I'd like to once again reassure the nation that more vaccines are coming and the people will have the opportunity to be vaccinated. As government, we are pleased with the positive response from the targeted groups. The overwhelming number of inquiries from those outside the first phase target groups is encouraging, as they indicate their desire to vaccinate. While the vaccination program is voluntary, let us remain mindful of the need to protect ourselves, our loved ones, and the entire nation. The dissemination of factual information on the efficacy of the vaccines will be increased across all media platforms.
That was President Emmerson Mnangagwa addressing the nation 2 weeks ago. There he was talking about the vaccines and, of course, the programs that people have been pleading with government, saying, please, 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 people need more information on the vaccine. You heard him there. He's saying they're going to be rolling out programs that target towards educating people more on the COVID-19 vaccine. But now, since the arrival of the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe, different groups have urged government to put priority on them. Amongst them is the disabled community in Zimbabwe. They feel as though it's important that government put urgency in ensuring that the disabled community can receive vaccines as soon as possible. Over the weekend, Mudia Zimbabwe, I reached out to Samantha Sibanda, who is the founder of Signs of Hope Trust, and we talked more about this. Let's head over to that interview, and then we're going to be joined by Dr. Tinotendas Memeza live as we delve more into the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's head over to my interview with Samantha first.
Ijekiseni elivikela iCOVID-19 eselikhona elizweni ngiyalithakazelela njalo ngiyalamukela. Ngibona iCOVID-19 ingumkhuhlane owasithathela abantu abaningi kakhulu esibathandayo, and any opportunity for us ukuthi sibe lempila kahle yinto enhle kakhulu. However, mbona ingani ulwazi engilalo njalo labanye bami abalalo lulutshwane, yikho ke okwenza ukuthi sithikaze ukuthi sizayithatha yini kumbe asoze siyithathe ngoba ulwazi lulutshwane.
Siyakuzwa Masibanda, awungitshele ke siyezwa inhlanganiso ezithiyeneyo ezilwela ilungelo loluntu, ikakhulukazi lezi ezilwela amalungelo abantu abakhubazekileyo, bekhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqakathekise abantu abakhubazekileyo kuhlelo lolu lokuthola ijekiseni elivimbela i-COVID-19. Ukubona njani lokho? Ubona ngani kuqakathekile na abantu abakhubazekileyo kumele baqakathekiswe na kuhlelo lolu?
Abantu abakhubazekileyo kumele bebe yingxenye yabantu abaqala ukuthola ijekiseni, ngoba nxa ungakhangela kulama prevention measures esawaphiwayo, o social distancing, ogqoka ama mask okugeza izandla. Nxa ungakhangela abantu abakhubazekileyo, kulenengi labo abangakwanisiyo ukuthi begcine ama preventative measures lawo. Abanye bayahluleka ukugeza izandla. Abanye abalama disabilities anjenge cerebral palsy le autism abakwanisi ukugqoka ama mask. Abanye abalama sensory impairments njengabantu abablind, ngabantu abahamba bebambelela izinto, befeela their atmosphere. So ukuthi bephile bengakwenzanga lokhu yinto esukuye nzima, and then that makes them more vulnerable to i-COVID-19.
Asithinteni udaba lolwazi mayelana ngalo Jackson, uqakathekile okungakanani ukuthi uhulumende abe nenhlelo ezijiyeneyo ezijonge ukufundisa uZulu mayelana ngale Jackson? Siyezwa uhulumende umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngeviki edlule etshela uZulu ukuthi uhulumende uzaba ngenhlelo ezijiyeneyo, esebenzisa ama-radio stations kanye lamaphephandaba kahulumende ukufundisa uZulu okuthile mayelana ngale Jackson. Ukubona njani lokhu? Kuqakathekile okungakanani lokho?
Yes, i-information iyafuneka ebantwini, iyafuneka even emuntwini nje, i-lay person. Okwakhathesi sibona i-knowledge isebantwini abalolwazi kuphela, abe-health. And ungananzelela phakathi kwethu, sikuma-WhatsApp group, siku-Twitter, singaphi, umfundisi uyakhuluma, uhulumende uyakhuluma, abe-news, abe-media bayakhuluma. So kusuka kube lezinto eziningi ama theories amaningi. So ulwazi from an important source, from a reliable source kuyafuneka ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bekwanise ukuthi bethathe isinqumo mayelana le-vaccine le.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, that was Samantha Samanda, the founder of Signs of Hope Trust. She was talking about the priority. She was urging government to make sure that government places priority on the disabled. Why? Because one of the things she focuses on and highlights here is that when you look at how the disabled get by on a day-to-day basis, they're more vulnerable towards contracting COVID-19. They have to touch different services. Other people use different senses to ensure that they can get by. And so what she's urging government is to ensure that this group is more protected and more safe from contracting coronavirus. She's urging government to place a prominence on these people within these groups. Now, we are joined by my Skype guest, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza. But before we head over to Dr. Simemeza, I see people have already started writing their comments. Let's hear what Abantu are saying. Hanzina AD, I'm watching you, watching you, watching you. Thank you so much, AD, for joining us. Grey Manwe Aruguti Hanzi, watching from Mozambique. It is Grey. Bon dia, Grey. I hope you speak Portuguese. If not, well, welcome to the program. Now, let's head over to Dr. Simemeza. Dr. Simemeza, welcome to the program, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you doing yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Let's delve into it. Coronavirus. We'll start off with the figures and then we'll delve into the vaccine a little later. We're seeing the numbers seem to have gone down drastically, more controllable now. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, the numbers have gone down and we are seeing very less admissions as compared to last month. Which is a good thing. And we are really happy that right now it has settled and we hope it continues that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's delve into it. COVID-19, the vaccine is in the country. The first thing I want to focus on is the numbers of how many people have taken the vaccine so far. The target is 10 million by December. The first batch arrived 3 weeks ago, 200,000. To date, only 35,000 have taken. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that people are still scared of taking the vaccine?
Yeah, I think there's still an element of people being scared of taking the vaccine. But also, we've seen that 35,000 is quite a number of people who've actually taken the vaccine as well. So there seems to be part of the population that is still skeptic, that is still thinking of delaying it a bit, but I think we should just continue, and those who are being vaccinated should be vaccinated.
So now let's delve into the whole vaccine discussion, Dr. Simemeza. In the country right now, we have Sinopharm. We're expecting other vaccines from India. We're expecting other vaccines from Russia and another delivery from Sinopharm of 600,000 vaccines that are going to be coming into the country. Do you think that having different types of vaccines is going to help? Seeing as though the main discussion here or the main thing that people keep highlighting is the mistrust for the Sinopharm vaccine. But now that we have others coming in, do you think that might help?
I think having different vaccines was inevitable because of the quantity of vaccines that are needed to vaccinate the entire population. We are talking about the whole world here, so that we achieve herd immunity. So for certain countries to receive different types of vaccines, this was somewhat inevitable. And I think it's a good thing that different vaccines come into the country such that many people will actually get vaccinated. And if people want to have to be vaccinated by a vaccine of their choice is also okay, as long as we are achieving the goal of achieving herd immunity.
Mm-hmm. Now, we recently were, I like to listen to what government has to say about a lot of these things. And I want to quote current Minister of Finance, Mr. Mthuli Ncube himself. Recently, he was saying that when he looks at the resources that government has placed in the country, you know, for a very long time, government was placing prominence and, you know, ensuring that there is enough PPE in the country. But now with the whole vaccines coming out, government is looking to shift the resources from the PPE to ensuring that they can secure more vaccines. What are your thoughts on that as a medical practitioner? Do you think PPE is still important in this circumstance?
All right. I'm not sure to the context in which the minister was saying, but from my point of view, I believe that both are important at the moment. Mm-hmm. Because in as much as people are being vaccinated, it will take time to get the required people who need to be vaccinated so that we achieve herd immunity. Mm-hmm. And PPE is particularly important for those who are in the front line, mm-hmm. like myself. Mm-hmm. So it's a must, and we cannot work without it. So I think there should be a balance, trying to also monitor with the numbers of patients that are coming in with COVID and so forth, to balance it out such that it makes economic sense. Mm-hmm. But I'm not particularly aware of the context in which the minister was talking, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't be comment fully.
Okay. But when we talk about the vaccines themselves, Dr. Smemeza, do you think that it's still important that we prioritize frontline workers? I mean, if we've been, the vaccination process has been going on for 2 weeks, but only 35,000 have taken it. Do you not think that it's time to just opening up to the whole public so that more people can get the vaccines?
I think according to the phases that were being talked about by the Minister of Health, it's going to be soon open to those who are most vulnerable, the elderly and so forth. So for now, I think they should try by all means to get all frontline workers vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And as you are aware, it's a matter of choice. You choose to be vaccinated or not. Mm-hmm. So if that is done, then go to the next phase as soon as possible, such that if we start vaccinating people in the community, that is better than actually just vaccinating frontline workers. Mm-hmm. Because we all know that the coronavirus is mostly spread in the communities. Mm-hmm. So the earlier we start vaccinating people who are the most vulnerable in the communities, the better,
I believe. Dr. Smemeza, there's a video that I want you to comment on that's basically focusing on what's happening in America that is, of course, COVID-19 related. You know, America's been doing so many things that is coronavirus related. So I want to show the listeners what's happening in America, and then I would like to hear your input on that. Basically, we're focusing on some of the new developments that have been coming out in America that's COVID-19 related. So just hold on for 1 second. Let us play the clip, and then we'll come back to you, all right?
All right.
All right.
Michigan and Louisiana are among the states across America loosening COVID-19 restrictions. Both states have eased capacity limits for restaurants and other businesses and are also allowing larger indoor and outdoor gatherings.
The increased capacity limits outlined in this order will still give us the ability to protect public health as we carefully track variants and continue leading with science and data.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is listing the state's mask mandate, making it the largest state in the U.S. to end that order, which is aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Shopkeepers, restaurant owners, and customers in Texas have mixed reactions.
We're so excited.
I am going to require that all customers do continue to wear a mask, and if they choose not to, or argue with me, then I will very politely ask them to excuse themselves.
I'm going to keep my sign up in the window and hope that everybody follows it. Am I going to kick somebody out for not wearing it? No, but I'll probably stay away from them more.
President Joe Biden has warned against lifting the mask mandate at this point.
Texas, I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves fired back, saying in a tweet, "Mississippians don't need handlers. I just think we should trust Americans, not insult them." Meanwhile, the top health official at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the nation is entering critical weeks.
The next 3 months are pivotal. I'm asking you to reach deeply to protect our nation's health and to protect your loved ones. Whether mandated or not, as individuals and as communities, we can still take the right public health action to protect ourselves and others.
She says while cases in the country are leveling off, new COVID variants are emerging, ready to hijack the country's successes as states take steps to return to normal. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're seeing there as Rukwitika Kuno, kwa America, Eliezwa Ngempela, Okwenzakalayo, Lapha, Kwele Melika, Eliezwa, Intatilizindaba, Ye, Voice of America, Umaria Diallo, uyachasisa Ngempela, ukuthi Lapha, Kwele Melika, Hai, Kanya Ngani, Abantu, Abasafuni, Ngempela, Ukugqoka ama mask, Sikhangele, Okwenzakalayo, Kwele Texas, and other red states, Lapho, Kanya Ngani, Abantu, Sebe, Tata, Umthetho, Abantu, Sebe, Kanya Ngani, Sebe, Segela, Loku, Ushio, Nguhulumendu, ukuthi Hai, ithuba selikhona lokuthi nxa ungafuna ukugqoka imask, ay, you cannot wear the mask. Let's hear ukuthi uDr. Simemeza yena, what does he have to say about that? Dr. Simemeza, you heard there what's happening in here in the United States of America. Some states are now saying, you know what, if you don't want to wear the mask, don't wear the mask. What are your thoughts on that?
It's actually interesting. I think considering the statistics that are coming from America in terms of the number of people, I think it has the most number of people who have contracted the virus and also the most number of deaths. So I'd say that it's a bit too soon, especially in states, not knowing city travel or interstate travel, how it is, and also the vaccination policies in the different states that are loosening up their regulations. But if they are not up to date in terms of immunization, vaccinating their population, and also controlling the interstate travel, I would say it's too soon for them to do that. We've seen countries like New Zealand that have been able to control the virus totally. No one wears a mask right now in New Zealand because of they were strict on the regulations when they started. So I believe strict up until you reach a point whereby there is no virus in the country. That's when you can now start to loosen up the regulations. So I would have to agree with President Joe Biden there that it's a bit too soon. And I think we do not know the different variants that are coming up and also possibility of a major third wave that might come up. So I think I wouldn't advise for them to loosen up to that extent.
All right, hold on the line for 1 second, Dr. Smemeza. Let me take a caller. The caller might have a question or two for you, and then we'll come back to you, yeah? So, Muriya Zimbabwe says, ukuthi sesilo mlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo, caller mthereri mlaleli. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program. Ngibani okhonekucingweni, when who's on the line there?
Ndende.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, unjani baba?
I can't understand the language.
Oh, how are you, Chief? Who's on the line there?
I'm Tendai.
Hey, Mkoma Tendai, zuru kufamba.
Zuru kufamba, mrize.
Mushe, ndimika muru kufona muru kumarondera. Kurise iko kumarondera?
Kumarondera, kuri raizu.
Munyika ka, nomba ya kashika kare kare, Mkoma Tendai, tipeo maondre nyupa msoropezo nomba hii.
Izizi nomba atikwanisi kunge tichigamuchira nomba because hatina zvakaruziyo rakakwana rakakapiwa nenyika kuti nomba iyi inonyatsa kubatsirei uyezve inoshanda sei uyezve chii chatichazoronge zviita zvino bcause manzira atinongoita nayo nomba iyi hatinzwi zvakanaka pakuturikidza ino kuti zvinotaurwa nevakawanda masocial media ndichi tinongotaurwa saka kuti tigamuchire inina handioni ndichikwanisa kugamuchira nomba because nemamiriro akaita nyika yedu kuti mucovid meso mutakasafa zvakanyanya kuti tisafa muCovid nemuto zvona timatsirwa pana weCovid yema vaccine aya tingakwanisi kuaccepta zvinhu zvakadaro.
Parunare tina chiremba Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, mune mvunzo wama muchida kuvabvunza?
Mvunzo tinayo.
Bvunza itinzi.
Ndinoda kubvunza kuti iCovid inokwanisa here kundibatsira pamhando yese yeCovid ichabuda, ichawanika iri ichiwedzera sezviri kuitika kuti muSouth Africa pane mhando dzakasiyana siyana dziri kuuya dzeCovid. Inini ndabayiwa jekiseni reCovid.
Doctor, endirai mberi.
So ndinokwanisa here kudzivirirwa neCovid nevaccine pamaCovid esaya? Then inokwanisa iyo iripo yacho Sinopharm iri kubayiwa muZimbabwe zova inokwanisa kudzivirira mhando ngani dzeCovid?
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Tendai. Tinotenda zvikurusa, regai tipe Dr. Simemeza mukana wekudai wekupindura mvunzo wenyu, handiti? Alright, Dr. Simemeza, you heard that Tendai is asking, he's saying, you know what, of the different variants of COVID-19 that are available or that are there within the world, how does the Sinopharm vaccine help them?
Alright, so I think Chikutanga njinoda kuti nyaema vaccine chainoita vabaiwa tinoziva kukura kwedu taingobaiwa mavaccine anobetsera kuti kana uchinge wazotapukirwa nechirwere achinyanye kukuaffecta maningi. So ndochekuta kuti vaccine is not a cure, but inobetsera kuti kana waunge une wakabatira chirwere haurware maningi uyezve unokurumidza kupora such that haukwanise kuzospreada kune vamwe. So I know mvunzo wekutanga ndeyenyaya yekuti Sinopharm inotibetsera here. Sezvamukona mafrontline workers ari kubayiwa nenyaya yekuti ndinofunga vano understand the science behind it, but kune kushomeka kwekutapukirwa kweinformation muvanhu nenyaya yekuti vanhu havasi kunzwisisa the science behind it. Mavaccines akaita seSinopharm anotibetsera kunyange kune amwe mavariant ariko, iro rinotibetsera kuti kana uchinge wawana chero variant yechirwere checoronavirus haukwanise kuzoaffectwa nevirus iyi maningi zvakapfurikidzira, kurwara kwako hakuzonyanye kuita kuti usvike pakuzofa. Ndo zvinoita kuti zvinotibetsera nemavaccine. Saka tinoona izvo macountries akawanda izvezvi, kune Morocco, kune Egypt, kune Dubai, the United, the UAE, vese vari kutora Sinopharm and vari kuratidza kuti iri kushanda munyika idzodzo. Saka ndinoda kukurudzira vese vari kuteerera uye zvinatenda kuti kutora mavaccine kunotibetsera kuti chirwere kana wazochibata iwewe haukwanise kurwara maningi uyezve zvinobva zvashomedza kuspreada kwechirwere ichi.
Now, Dr. Simemeza, the reason why I played that video ndichiratidza vanhu zviri kuitika kuno kuAmerica is because I'm curious about Zimbabwe. One of the things that people seem to be urging to have is for life to go back to normalcy. Vanhu vari kuti vaneta nenyaya yesocial distancing, vaneta nenyaya yekupfeka mamask nechichi. Zvino kune dzimwewo nzvimbo muno muAmerica vakuudzwawo kuti kana muchida musapfeke henyu mamask. Nemawondering, do you see Zimbabwe ever getting to that stage?
I think we'll get to that stage sooner than we think. I'm hopeful because I've been seeing there's also a rollout that is being done by the COVAX, WHO, of things to different countries to promote equitable distribution of vaccines. And I believe it's going to help a lot, especially for countries like ours, that are low income. So I'm hopeful that we're going to get to that stage sooner than we think. And we just need to work together and put our minds at the same place.
ngatimbozeyai nyaya ine rurimi rwaamai Dr. Simemeza kuitira kuti vasinganzwisise chirungu navo vawane mukana wekuwanawo ruzivo pamusoro pezvenhomba iyi yeSinopharm nenhomba dzirimo munyika dziri kuuya muno munyika. Totanga panyaya iyi kai yekuti hanzi takanzwa mavhiki maviri apfuura mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa vachiti aiwa pachange pachiuya nhomba dzimwewo nhomba dziri kubva kuchina ikoko 600,000 mavaccine kuri kuya dziri kubvawo kubritain nekuindia nekurussia. Nemaondero enyu mungati nhomba idzi dzakasiyana-siyana dziri kuuya munyika dzichaita kuti zvive nyore kuti vanhu vagamuchire nhomba here munyika, nekuti vanhu vari kuti vari kuchema nenyaya yeSinopharm vachiti ava they're not trusting it nepamusana pekuti nhomba iyi iri kubva kuchina. Saka zvino pakauya nhomba iri kubva kurussia, kuengland nedzimwewo nyika, nemaondero enyu mungati vanhu vachatanga kuigamuchira here?
Ndinoona kunge vanhu vachatanga kuzvigamuchira. But I think ndinoda kukurudzira kuti vanhu uchero vaccine iripo yakanaka kuti ungewo uchiitora. Nenyaya yekuti mavaccines anotibetsera, ingave ichibva kuChina, ingave ichibva kuAmerica, ingave ichibva kuBritain, ese mavaccines anobetsera. Ndozvikuratidza mastudies ari kuproduswa handiti. Saka kana ese ari mumunyika zvinobetsera kuti vamwe vanenge vane chida zvavaruda kusarudza zvive nyore. Asi isusu tinokurudzira kuti munhu ange achitora vaccine chero yaanenge atora zvake, nekuti ese ari kupiwa ari kuratidza kuti ari
network inenge yatinetse. Dr. Simemeza, muchiripo here? Network inenge yatinetse. All right. Let's see if we can give Dr. Simemeza an opportunity to get back on the line. Otherwise, ngati ndiremberi nechirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Let's check to see kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pa Facebook. Pa Facebook page redu ndiri kuona pane comment yabva kuna Maxwell. Ndiri kunzwa kuti Dr. Simemeza is okay now. Dr. Simemeza, are you still there? Okay. Ndiri kunzwa kuti network yayo inenge iri kunetsa, but let's see kuti vanhu vari kuti chiko pama Facebook page edu. Ndiri kuona pana Maxwell ari kuti hanzi Studio 7 munenge makutinetsei. Aiwa, mukoma Maxwell, Studio 7 hapana chati chachinja, tinongotema tisina divi ratakarerekera. We like to give everybody an opportunity to speak regardless of whether it's government or not, hence why we play everything. Nikita Fernandez, my sister's there on the show, ari kuti awesome show. She's saying awesome show, thank you so much for joining, man. I really appreciate that. Jafet arikuti KKKKK. Mukoma Jafet, thank you so much for joining. Maria arikuti hanzi vatungamiriri vacho vese vehurumende vakabayiwa here nhomba iyi kana kuti iwo havadi kunoda kutestwa pana mai vedu? Hanzi a leader must lead by example. Dai vamunangagwa nepresidium nemakurukota ose varivo vakatanga kubayiwa, kwete kutsvaga kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba iyi ivo vasati vabayiwa nhomba. Aiwa, kuti ndikupindurei makaonaka kuti pakatanga kubayiwa vanhu kurukota mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vachiwenga ndiwo vakatotanga kubayiwa nhomba. Tikaonawo zvekare deputy wavo vakabayiwa nhomba, nezuro takaona honorable Monica Mchangwa vachibayiwa nhomba. Takanzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vachiti hanzi paround rechipiri apa panouyawo mamwe mavaccine ndipo pavachange vachibayiwa nhomba. Ndikuona Manyange mukuru ari kuti watching you from Zimbabwe. It's Manyange. Manyange, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see ukuthi abantu bathini kukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele. Kukhasi ele-VOA Ndebele kulokhumbulani Ncube uthi salibonani ngibukele ngiseGaborone Botswana. Dumelanga Ncube okayintate nageteng honest ari ukuthi ngiyabonga ngokuchasisa indatshana ye-vaccine. Please let's vaccinate. Leyabona ngempela ukuthi u-honest uyakhuthaza uzulu ukuthi abantu bathathe leli vaccine. Gloria saying ngilalele ngiseSowero kwele Botswana. Gloria dumelanga, I'll see Gloria. Kyaleboga, thank you so much for joining us. Let's head back to Dr. Simemeza. Let's wrap up with him and then we head over to our other guests who are going to be joining us. Dr. Simemeza, are you back on the line there?
Yes, I'm sorry for the network issues.
No, ndiro zvinoitika, ndiro zvinoitika, ndiyoka technology yacho. Let's wrap up here. I have a couple of questions with regards to the vaccine. Now, seeing as though there's going to be different vaccines available to people, does this mean when someone takes the first vaccine of something, they have to stick to that? Or can they take different vaccines to patch up?
Not necessarily. You can take a different one. But I'd like to emphasize that it's not necessary, because once you've taken one form of vaccine, but some are given in two doses or one dose of vaccine. So once you've started on one brand, I don't think it's necessary to take a different brand, unless it has been scientifically proven that it's not working within the community, that it's being taken, then you can take another vaccine. Mm-hmm. But taking different vaccines would actually be a waste of resources, mm-hmm. rather than more people should be vaccinated rather than you taking all the vaccines.
Now, speaking of resources, Dr. Simemeza, when we look at the numbers of the amount of people that have been vaccinated so far, only 35,000. I am a little curious about the vaccine itself, seeing as though this is some of these vaccines have been in the country for, what, almost 2 weeks now. Is there an expiry date on a vaccine, and what happens when this vaccine expires? Can people still use it?
Yeah, there is an expiry date, and when a vaccine has been when it expires, it goes through different tests from the medical council to see whether it's still viable or not. If it's no longer viable, it's discarded. Mm-hmm. So depending on the storage facilities and so forth, that's also a factor to consider. Mm-hmm. But when a drug has expired, it goes through different tests to see whether it's still viable or not. And mm-hmm. then if it's not viable, then it is discarded. Mm-hmm. So that's a similar that goes through vaccines.
Right. And now when it comes to, because I've noticed that, especially in Zimbabwe and sometimes in South Africa, before what happens in some circumstances whereby you do your rapid test, you come back positive, do you still get the vaccine, and how does that help?
So the vaccine helps, first and foremost, helps to boost your immune system. So from most of people who've been vaccinated in Zim, they are not getting the rapid test before they get vaccinated. But unless they are symptomatic, they will not receive the vaccine. So unless you are symptomatic, to say you are actually suffering from the disease, you will not receive the vaccine up until you have at least recovered. Mm-hmm. But with what is happening in South Africa and so forth, I think it's a precautionary measure that they are doing. Mm-hmm. They are more resourced and so forth, so they can afford to test people before they vaccinate. But to be honest, if you are not symptomatic and if you are not sick from the virus, you can actually receive the virus nonetheless.
Tichipeta urukuredu, Dr. Simemeza, ndirikudakuudza yauka zvirikuitika munyika. Under the lockdown, gore rapfuura takaona zvinhu zvakati wandei zvichiitika muzvikoro. Zvikoro pazvakavhurwa, takaona kaCovid-19 ichinyatsotekeshera, ichiita mafaro madiro aGeorgina muzvikoro. Vana vechikoro nevarairidzi vakawanda vakapedzera vakubatwa nechirwere ichi. Zvino takuona kuti zvikoro zvagadzirira kuvhura zvekare within the next couple of weeks. Se munhu anonyatsonzwisisa nyaya dzeutano, ndeapi mashoko amungada kupa vadzidzi pamwe nevarairidzi panguva iyo vari kugadzirira kuvhura zvikoro?
I think panguva iyi yevanhu vava kuvhura zvikoro, tinokurudzira kuti zvatanga tichingotaura munguva dzese idzi, kuti social distancing, sanitizing and so forth zvirambe zvichienderera mberi, nekupfeka mamask zvirambe zvichienderera mberi. From my understanding, I know to my teacher and so forth, very next in line to receive vaccines. Mm-hmm. But kunyange receive my vaccines, no kurudzira izvo kuti vanhu vateedzere nyaya social distancing. Enge inyaya inonetsa maningi, especially kuzvikoro, nenyaya kuti kunoitika ma activities akawanda. But zviri kuratidza kuti vana havasi nyanyori pa risk maningi yekuwana utachiona uyu. Utachiona uri kunyanyo afekta vanhu vakuru, asi vanokwanisa kuspreada. Saka tinofanira kuramba tichiita se tichikurudzira social distancing nekugeza maoko edu and so forth, even tavaccinatewa kana kuti tisina kuvaccinatewa. Mm-hmm. Saka tinokurudzira kuro vanhu varambe vachingoobserva ma regulations aya.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dr. Smemeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on our program. As usual, we really appreciate you. I'm sure you're hearing for the callers themselves. They appreciate you. Even from the Facebook comments, they appreciate the knowledge that you're giving them on the COVID-19 vaccines. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us here, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. It's always a pleasure.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, liyezwa waphela uDr. Tinotenda Smemeza, ingcwethi kwezempilakahle, ubechasisa ngempela ngeJackson eleSinopharm elikhona elizweni, etshela uZulu ukuthi hayi, kungelani lokuthi uyasaba na noma usabi, uyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi hayi, ezulukandaba phumani ngobunengi benu liyothatha iJackson leli ukuze lizivikele phela. Bhalani imibono yenu uzulukandaba, ngenani kuhlelo +1 202 619 2077, sishayele ucingo sizwe phela umbono wakho mayelana ngaleli Jackson njalo udaba lolu lokuthi isikolo seziyavula. But now, Muriya Zimbabwe, I'm also joined by my next guest who is an educator. You heard today I was talking to Dr. Smemeza about the schools, so I'm looking to venture more into that. I'm joined by Odia Ndalega, who is an educator and also a member of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. But before we head over to Odia, I want to hear, there's a clip that we want to play, courtesy of the Ministry of Information's Twitter page, of Honorable Menakem Changwa explaining more in terms of the procedure behind what's going to happen as a school prepared to open. What is the rollout plan? Let's head over to that clip and then we'll hear more from Odia. Let's head over to the clip of Monica Mchangwa.
Starts on a slightly phased approach with the examination classes opening on 15th March and the rest on 22nd March 2021. Teachers for examination classes should therefore report for duty on 10th of March 2021, and the rest of the teachers on the 17th March 2021. There shall be rotational school attendance in classes where learners cannot exercise social distancing. On the days when children are not at school, learners will be engaged through strategies such as open distance learning and e-learning. Relevant modules are already under production. Among the catch-up strategies, all continuing classes will start with 2020 work. Syllabi have been compressed to facilitate accelerated coverage. Both primary and secondary school levels will follow three levels of accelerated compressed syllabus coverage. The Cabinet received a report on the procurement and rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination program.
Well, Zulukandaba liyezwa Honorable Monica Mchangwa echasisa ngempela ukuthi kuzahamba njani uhlelo lolu lokuvula izikolo kulesi sikhathi umkhuhlane lo igcikwane le-COVID-19 lilokhu liqhubekela phambili limemetheka elizweni. Now let's head over to Odia Ndaleka to hear her thoughts. Odia, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Let's hear your thoughts, man. Schools are opening soon. As an educator, what's your take on this?
I don't think that it's so unsafe an open school. A lot needs to be done. There's different issues of remuneration. Last time, before lockdown, teachers were incapacitated to report to this, and those funds still stand today. Maybe learning will commence after the government reforms the salary issues. Teachers are failing to send their children to my boarding schools and staff. And besides that, we will be too exposed to COVID-19 because a lot of people are less privileged to even not find a mask. What about sanitizers?
Mm-hmm.
We've got issues with rural teachers. Kuma rural schools, a lot has to be done because some of us have children in the border. So issue of equity, Joseph Mawoko, even
sanitizers,
it would be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Zino,
so the reopening of schools now, I think the government has to engage the stakeholders, which are teachers and parents.
Mm-hmm. Saka zvino audio tinonzwa hurumende ichiti ivo vaisa zvikwanisiro zvese zvinodikana muzvikoro. Here we're talking about the sanitizers, the PPE and all that. Uyezve patinoona kuti mune zvimwe zvikoro zvepamusoro soro varipo vana vechikoro vakapfeka mamask nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Saka dambudziko riri papi apa?
Tinenge tafana kukonsida marural schools. Kumarural schools, magrades can share maclasses. Even in my university, we can share maclasses into the over 100 at my university. Then kumaprimary schools, grade 2 and grade 1, they can share maclasses like it is a last for a tirana. So at the end of the day, you will be more exposed to COVID-19.
Now, we heard Honorable, in a clip that we played just before we brought you on, Honorable Monica Mchango was explaining, right, Iowa, especially Nokti Mwenyayakan, that was brought to their attention as government. Inyayakutanzi Murukutu Muma classroom, Munegemuneva Navakawanda per teacher. Asakawarukutanzi, they're proposing that there be rotational classes to ensure good Iowa. Inyayakusa Sanganane Wandu in my classroom. You know, Kwanisa Gadziriswa. Sevara Rizi, Danuir Munur Tambrase.
But I think it takes a lot of time to do the gathering, especially on ECMA classrooms. As you can see now, my infrastructure around the especially to my rural schools, to be specific. I could not moment the teaching that by 15 March, my students are in the attention of the innovations into another country who did our social distances and stuff. So I think something has to be done before. My schools are for in fact, yeah, we are not ready for reopening of schools in March.
Now, let's delve a little deeper on earlier on, you touched on the salary situation. Mukati imisevara iridzi muri kuendera mberi muchiri kugunun'una nanhasi nemihoro yamuri kutambira. I'm a little curious about that. Last year, we saw a lot of students not being able to learn because of that situation, where teachers were protesting, saying, you know what, iwa hasi kutambira mari yakakwana. Hurumende iri kuti iwa haina mari yekukupai. And that's one of the things that some people are saying affected the students' results at the end of the year. As we move forward, how do you think such a circumstance can be resolved to ensure that students cannot get the same results that they did at the end of the day last year?
I think the government has to value the teacher. It's so sad that a teacher cannot send either of their own students, children, I mean, to boarding schools or even afford to school of their own places because they are being paid less. The issue is the teacher has to be valued and be given a better salary so that maybe they can go there to classes. It's just that a teacher is being forced to go to school maybe for teaching while they're being paid.
Now, tichiendera mberi panyaya yekuti teacher salary has to be valid. Ndozangu kuti sesangano reAtus last year, even though you were still protesting, you were still teaching some students muchishandisa WhatsApp pachirongwa chelockdown. Zvino tinoona hurumende nayo muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro within different universities and tertiary institutions, they were trying to distribute smartphones and all that. Do you think that government should continue with such a process to help more students? And of course, would that help vadzidzi vari mumaruwa?
I don't think it's so proper because spending and regulation they're still choosing in the countryside. That is so expensive in Zimbabwe, and there is no cellular network coverage in most rural setups. Most parents don't have radio receivers in rural areas. It would be ideal if government subsidize the cost of data and provide solar powered radio to learners to lessen the cost of the pass of parents. Only the privilege. And they were not access to e-learning. Mm-hmm. Because you can find out that even in universities, all of my students, I mean, my mother is so good at homework. We are much better at school other than at home. But due to COVID, we can't be exposed to COVID because we don't have degrees and stuff, or people don't have a degree student. So e-learning, for me, is not an option because a lot will be kumashuri wana kusara because wana ndio asina mapili kutoka na hizo cell phone.
Na odia manzo waka doctors memeza pa vanga wasati wa buda pano pachirongwa. Vati varairidzi, you're soon going to be receiving the vaccine ya COVID. Se varairidzi, nomba iri mumunyika ye, muri kuitambira se?
We are so afraid because honestly, as my teacher, particularly the two sets that we talked about before the first quarter, of course, we have to be vaccinated, but we are so scared about the vaccine. Because my teacher is an injury, but my vaccine is so, I'm not going to be in the upper to consider another virus. Or to consider to an Iraqi where there are some of the important people, when you're alone, I don't know why you we are so scared to be, we can be vaccinated.
I watu kukunzwa. Now, pane imwe nyaya ndanda kunzira panu pachirongwa audio. This month is a women's month. And so I'm always really curious about the progress of the girl child within schools. So I want to delve a little deeper on that with regards to the challenges that they face. What would you argue is the biggest challenge that the girl child is facing within schools when it comes to access to education? And of course, is there a remedy for it?
It's so bad that most girls have fallen prey to a very young age. From my school, it's really issue between my non-control in the school and the room and stuff. I condemn that because the focus on the room, about which I have a book, I think to be. I see the
All right, Audia, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Pano Pachirongwa Chedu, we're definitely going to be reaching again soon. But Vanase, I want to know Tenda Zhukuru Sandit. All right, Muri Zimbabwe. Now, as we wrap up, Pasara 7 minutes, Pano Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki, I promised you, Zuluganda Baguti, Namchalanje Gutlelo, we wrap up on a positive note by embracing the talent that young Zimbabweans have. This week, we're joined by Mimi Tarukwana. I had a pre-recorded interview with her. She recently released an EP, They Love Mimi. Let's take a look at that interview.
When the river flows and the birds in the air begin to sing, I know.
They Love Mimi was actually, first of all, it was meant to be a single. It was just meant to be one song. I wasn't meant to work on a whole EP. But then later on, as I got into studio, I began to love what I was doing. And I was like, okay. I kept on going back and songs kept on coming to me. So then later on, I said, okay, let's wrap it up into one EP. And I didn't know what to call it. So my Twitter handle and my Instagram handle is They Love Mimi. And I wanted it to be catchy. And it's quite cheesy and catchy. So I was like, okay, They Love Mimi. But then when I looked at the songs I had written, these are songs that are written off of things that I'm passionate about and things that that make Mimi, Mimi. So I really wanted to write about, I write about giving hope, about spreading love, about good vibes, women empowerment, stuff like that. So I thought, let me put it all in one. And that's what you get when you say they love me, when hopes that you fall in love with me and my music.
Let's delve into the music. I was listening to the project, and well, I love all four songs, but one specific song stood out to me, Bambelele. That was such a powerful song. And considering the times, I couldn't help but think, is that what inspired her? 2020 being a tough year for practically every single person on this world, with the COVID lockdown and so much more. So is that what inspired that song, Bambelele?
It inspired me to release it. So Bambelele, I wrote that song like 3 years ago for a competition of sort. And that's like one of the first songs I've ever written, like full on by myself with no help. Because okay. Usually my brother would help me here and there. But I entered this this project that they were looking for singers that would sing on Hope. And I wrote Bambelele, I sent him my demo, got everything. I got in and then I got out. Mm-hmm. 1 minute the song was chosen, the next the song wasn't chosen. So I put it away for a very long time because I was like, you know how it is. I thought the song wasn't good enough. I thought the song wasn't it. So years later, we are now in a pandemic and I am going through the most in life like everybody else. And that song kept on coming back to my head. That song kept on ringing. And I thought, no, let me deal with this depression by releasing a single. And I was going to release Bambelele kuphela. But then later on, that's when I said, okay, let me try and work on an EP. But then that's how Bambelele was birthed. And it inspired me to deal with my issues and whatnot so that I can inspire the next person, so I can give hope to the next person.
I've spoken to so many different artists here. And some people have said, you know what, I've gone a long time without releasing music because they like the idea. When I put out music, I see people's reactions, I perform it, and people go wild when I'm on stage. But now they can't do that. How was your feeling before releasing that EP?
Well, for me, I'm naturally a shyish person.
Really?
Unless I'm on stage singing. Like, okay. To speak, it just, I can't. So, it... mm-hmm. So, I'm very... Okay, my music is like my child, my baby, and it's very special to me. So I want for everyone to love it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see any bad negativity or any bad things, and that's my biggest fear. So I'll be worried saying, oh my gosh, what if it's not good enough? What if the music is now old or outdated? What if there's someone with the same style or something like that? So it really takes me a while to release something or to work on something because I'm very conscious that it won't be received in the best way.
What parting words would you have for the young people that are listening to the show? This is a youth show, so I'd love to hear what parting words you have to the young people. And of course, let them know where they can find your music and how they can catch up with you on social media.
Well, to the young youth out there or aspiring artists or whatever, I'd like to just say, just be you, because your best you is golden. Don't try to be anybody else. Focus on your craft. Consistency is key as well. And prayer works. Y'all can find my music on all digital stores. They are all available now. And my social handles are at They Love Mimi. That's for Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, Mimi Tarukwana. YouTube, Mimi Tarukwana.
We gotta keep our heads held high.
Liyabuzwa, they love Mimi, Umimi Tarukwana. Uyalikhuthaza ukuthi bambelela, hold on, Muriya Zimbabwe, hold on. Kwanele kwalamhla, mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, we've come to an end of our program. Now, unfortunately, namhla kuhlelo, we're also supposed to be joined by Chingani Shoko of Zinasu, but due to network issues, we're not able to have him. However, sikhangela ukuthi sizamletha, so stay tuned, Muriya Zimbabwe. Tashuka kumakumechuro nga chedusha nasi mure Zimbabwe. Thank you so much to Dr. Smemeza. Thank you so much to Odia. And thank you so much to Samantha Svanda for joining us. Ah, panu pachuro nga chedusha vichipiki. Nemi, vateredi, vanyora ma comments. Tinotenda zukurusa. Those looking to chat, at BigMike3 on Twitter and Instagram. Chosangana pa Instagram. Mure Zimbabwe. Twagazo moshe. Same time, same place. Panu pa Studio 7. Bye-bye.